future and whatever comes our way. Yeah, darling, go make it happen. Take the world in a loving grace. Fire all of your guns at once and explode into space. Like a true nature's child, we were born, born to be wild. We can climb so high.
WPFP, translator W276DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. One day after at least 110 people were killed as they tried to access humanitarian aid in Gaza, the U.S. said it will begin airdropping humanitarian supplies into Gaza. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge has more from Tel Aviv.
The U.S. following Jordan and other countries already airdropping supplies. President Biden saying innocent lives in Gaza are now on the line. At least 10 children in the Gaza Strip have starved to death, and dozens more are suffering from acute malnutrition, according to the U.N.
No word yet on any changes to the legal cases facing former President Trump. He was in court in Florida as he seeks a delay in his classified documents trial. There was a hearing in Atlanta over whether District Attorney Fannie Willis can stay on the election interference case. Strong winds are in the forecast for the Texas Panhandle today, leading to fears the largest wildfire in Texas history could grow larger. It's burned 1 million acres. This is ABC News. Lawmakers in Oregon are changing course on the state's first-in-the-nation drug decriminalization policy.
The Oregon State Legislature passing a bill to recriminalize the possession of small amounts of drugs like heroin and meth, making it a misdemeanor punishable by up to 6 months in jail. Republican State Senator Tim Knope on Friday.
I think Oregon did its job today to help save lives.
Police will be able to confiscate drugs and crack down on their use. The course change comes after a decriminalization effort in 2020 didn't translate into improved care, and the state began experiencing one of the nation's largest spikes in overdose deaths. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Praise for the Louisville Fire Company after they rescued a truck driver whose rig partially fell off a city's bridge after a crash. He was 70 feet in the air for 40 minutes until firefighter Bryce Carden propelled down to get her out.
Thank God. That's what she kept saying. Thank God. And I told her, I said, just take a deep breath.
I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Diversity efforts are curbed at Wisconsin State Universities, and Republicans promise more scrutiny of diversity, equity, and inclusion across state government in the months to come. But as Farah Siddiqui reports, states that cut back on DEI are literally paying a price.
When events are scheduled in places with policies that are considered non-inclusive or discriminatory, that place is often assumed to support these initiatives. Dr. M. Ray Perryman of the Perryman Group, who conducted the independent analysis, says some potential visitors will choose to go elsewhere rather than support places they think are less open to diversity and equity. He says this avoidance risks millions for the Missouri economy.
Travel and tourism losses in Missouri and Kansas could total hundreds of millions of dollars per year, with an associated loss in revenue to the states and local governments.
Bills now under consideration include SB 1314, which would limit state funding for diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, and SB 980, which would prohibit state agencies from doing business with companies unless they'd agreed not to be part of economic boycotts. The Perryman Research says with these types of policies, the state would risk losing nearly $2.6 billion in annual income and almost 24,000 jobs by the year 2030. Perryman also points out that controversial public policies are discouraging to skilled workers seeking long-term employment and young workers as they consider where to begin their careers. He says it also plays a role for organizations in Missouri concerned about retaining employees.
At a time when the U.S. economy is facing major challenges and uncertainty, the competition for quality corporate locations and expansions, as well as skilled workers, is particularly intense, and anti-DEI measures can be particularly damaging for future prosperity.
The report warns of similar negative financial consequences for the state of Kansas. I'm Farah Siddiqui. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Jerry Bell.
The Bucks win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Bulls in Chicago 113-97. Giannis with 46 points and 16 rebounds. The Bucks have now won 5 in a row. Chicago's Nikola Vukovic got frustrated and smacked Milwaukee's AJ Green in the face and was ejected from the game. Head coach Doc Rivers:
it was great. You know what? I just liked our defensive energy all game. I thought that's what changed the game. I thought we got into them. Game got a little chippy, but I thought it got chippy over just defensive pressure. Just as long as we keep our composure. That was the only thing I kept telling our guys. So, and then Giannis, you know, it's that thing we talked about, feeding the pig, meaning if you fall on a play that works, and we had the little angle action, stay with it. You know, the one time they went away from him, that's when I jumped up and said, why would you go away from something that just keep running in and keep running in something else, then you do that.
That's the Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
What we want.
As you were, as I want you to be, as a friend, as like an Egyptian.
ever notice that every time Jack FM steps away, someone tries to sell you something?
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Picture this. It's Saturday morning and you're on your John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground on your new landscaping project. Next, you're moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever. And now, you're enjoying the warmth of the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand everything you can do with a John Deere compact tractor, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, highs near 55. Tonight, mostly cloudy, breezy, around 40. Sunday, winds gust to about 35 miles per hour, mostly cloudy with a high near 61. Slight chance of rain on your Sunday into Sunday night, and a chance of rain and snow by Monday. Currently 33 degrees.
Jack FM discovered this bunch of songs in a row at a karaoke bar.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more. you cry.
Don't you cry. FM. Doing our best, believe it or not.
Jack FM.
My love.
down. But they never did, ever did, living and flowing, inhibited, limited, till it broke up when it rained down. It rained down like. We'll be right back.
yeah, boogity, boogity, boogity.
Pluto TV is TV the way it should be, free. With over 300 channels, thousands of movies and TV shows costing zeros of dollars. So if you want to watch shows like Ghosts, The Walking Dead, CSI, Star Trek, or The Price is Right, well, The Price is Right. It's free. Hit movies like Braveheart, Sonic the Hedgehog, Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, or Mean Girls won't cost you a thing because everything is free. All you have to do is download the app, which, by the way, is also free. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
With Liberty Mutual, you can customize and save hundreds on your car insurance. But what to buy with those savings? Yep, I bought a sound effects machine.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. Savings may vary, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Consumers everywhere are loving the benefits of buying locally produced food. Not only is it fresher and more nutritious, it's also good for the local economy. With state-of-the-art facilities throughout the Midwest, the Village Hearth buns you already love are baked and delivered fresh daily to your local grocer. So whether you like unsliced old-fashioned hamburger and hot dog buns or prefer classic white or wheat, just look for the familiar red Village Hearth logo on the package and you've made the right choice. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, highs near 55. Tonight, mostly cloudy, breezy, around 40. Sunday, winds gust to about 35 miles per hour, mostly cloudy with a high near 61. Slight chance of rain on your Sunday into Sunday night, and a chance of rain and snow by Monday.
It's 34 at our studios.
What an incredible voice, Jack.
103.1 Jack FM.
You should consider a career in telemarketing.
Oh, FM is playing what we want with a vengeance.
Which sort of seems excessive, really.
Pavlovian response, 866-930-JACK.